may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised.
Loveline with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. Ozo Motley's in our studio tonight. Wilt Dog and Yuli both here. We will. No, I should say not Uli, right?
Uli, yeah. Well, that's short for Ulysses.
Ooh. Ooh. Is it?
Yeah. Ah.
Ah. But it's nice, but it goes from, it's Ulysses, but then it goes to Uli.
Yeah, that's just because it's usually very hard for people to pronounce anyway.
All right, so do you want to
get hassled at the
Uli?
Whatever.
Especially
you like.
In this country.
Especially.
I like that. I swore that Ozo Motley was on the show before. It turns out they weren't. And I could have had you guys mixed up with Jaguares.
I think we're just stuck in your dream.
Just any old Mexican walks in.
Yeah, once every 20 years we bring a Mexican band in. You know, it's the EEOC is up our ass. We've got to get a Latin band in here.
Now we're in. Now, this is us.
Yeah.
But we represent Los Angeles, though.
Yeah, that's
not like
right.
Those other guys.
That's right. Yeah. I don't have to hear any of that crap about how they sell out soccer stadiums in Rio de Janeiro and stuff.
Hey, the Mexican Rolling Stones, bro.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I've been seeing, and I don't know if Ozo Motley is just a big Los Angeles band, and I don't know if that works anymore that way or how it works. Like, I remember, I grew up in Los Angeles, and then when my friends would come out, you know, later on in life, I'd say, oh, yeah, you guys into X or some band like that? And they'd say, oh, I never heard. Oh, how about Oingo Boingo? It's like, nah, we didn't really hear any Oingo Boingo or X or bands like this. I'd be like, oh, those were just Los Angeles bands. I didn't know.
Right.
I mean, Oingo Boingo did a few movie soundtracks and made it out kind of thing, but I didn't know there were certain bands that did kind of
were huge
regional
locally,
or be huge locally. Yeah. And I'm assuming there's less of that now than there was in the past.
I think every band goes through a little phase of just blowing up locally to the point where I think you got to start playing outside your cities, you know?
Right, right. You know? Now, what's good Latin country for you guys? I mean, you got your Texas, your Arizona.
Your Utahs, your Iowas. Iowa would be banging.
Alabama is a great Latin touring country, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You're not kidding?
Southern Alabama.
Pockets of culture going on.
Yeah.
Definitely.
I'll tell you. I gotta be. Now, someone's going to get offended before the night is true. But
let's do it.
I grew up in L.A.
Well, actually, NoHo. Right?
I grew up in NoHo. I grew up in North Hollywood.
Representing, baby.
We don't call that L.A., bro.
And I work construction. And, and all I ever worked with was Mexican dudes my whole life. Or Latin dudes.
Right.
And they get angry because if you call the Nicaraguan guys, El Salvadorian guys, and none of them like each other.
Well, why would you do that?
I don't know.
Are you called Canadian? I mean,
that you know what? I'm glad you said that because someone should have said it about 20 years ago. But it was just, you know, grab a Mexican and get to work, you know?
Right.
Yeah, it was good. They're proud people, a quiet person. And people, and they made stuff out of food. One time a guy made some stuff out of cactus. I didn't know what it was.
No
goodies is what I
You didn't like it?
I remember
it's
I said
good for you.
I
it was
said,
great.
It's good for you.
Yeah, of course it's good for you. Yeah, dirt's good for you, too.
I don't know about that.
All right. But the point is, I said to the guy, I said, well, what the hell kind of chicken is this? And he said, no, it's not chicken. It's cactus. And I said, cactus? Where do you buy cactus? Who sells cactus? And he pointed at the hill.
Right.
He pointed at we were in Burbank, and he pointed at the dust-covered, soot-covered, smog-covered mountain behind the runway, runway 2 at Burbank Airport. And he said, that's where we get the cactus.
Yeah, at least it wasn't from the gardens, right?
I was like, are you kidding me? I'm just eating crap you harvested from the mountain. They're proud.
So you don't like nopales?
No, here's what I'm saying.
I love nopales.
That's all I've ever worked with. As you work construction, you don't. Now people don't know this who don't live in Los Angeles. There's about 3 white guys, and there's no black dudes, and then it's all just Latin dudes. It's all of them, and that's all. It's who you work with. So you spend all day, every day, with 20 Latin dudes. But then when I travel around, and then there's the Latin jobs out here. You got your gardeners, you got your maids, you got all that stuff where you only see exclusively, that's it. And then when you travel, it's weird. Like, we go to West Virginia and we get some 19-year-old blonde chick chewing gum. She wants to clean our room. And we're like, huh? What do you want in it? What are you, a prostitute? Who sent you over here? And it's like, I can't accept different cultures and different races doing different jobs. It's same with the gas station.
Oh, you gotta travel more, my friend.
We got the Middle East. We got the Middle East.
Come on, man.
It starts with Adam, what used to be before they became federal employees, but it started with you with the airport security personnel.
Oh, yeah. Like okay, here's what. Yes, here's a. Like, LAX.
Okay, TSA, let's bash them.
LAX only hires black dudes. There's only black people work security at LAX.
That's just to intimidate people like you, though?
In Chicago.
I have no idea. When we went to Chicago, it was Eastern India.
Yeah, only
India. And I was thinking, I was yelling at Drew. It's like, when you're going to open an airport, do you have to declare what nationality the security is going to be, or can't you just have one of everything?
Well, why is there only white people on the radio?
That's untrue. Look at engineer Chris. He's a half breed. I don't know what he is, but he's
burning inside. Look at the bitterness and the resentment.
Say something.
What's up?
All right. Say something in Mexican or something. Come on.
Oh, I don't know.
Okay, shut the mic down. The point is he's representing.
That's cool.
Yeah, but you don't even let him talk.
No, he tries sometimes. Fun of him living at home and going to junior college and
stuff
like that. We picked him up down at the Home Depot the one on Santa Claus.
Yo, homie, you got to unionize, daddy.
That's right.
Take over this whole joint.
All right, so we're gonna hear some Oza Motley songs. I think we're gonna hear one in early.
Yeah.
I think we're gonna hear one early in the first break.
Loving it.
The CD is called The Street Signs, by the way, and it came out June 22nd. And CCW number 2 on the Billboard Latin chart.
Only bought by construction workers, by the way.
That's
right. And maids and
love and life.
Yeah. No, I know. I knew I was going to get myself in trouble. I knew I was going to get in trouble.
I'm down for it.
Okay.
Completely.
Listen, I'm a friend of. I got eight Latin brothers showing up at my house tomorrow.
There's an independent film now. At least I guess around here. But what Los Angeles, Southern California would be like without illegal aliens.
Right.
I saw
the film. I mean, I wouldn't want to go out publicly and say that.
Really?
Was it interesting, though, at least?
It was definitely interesting. I think it's good for people maybe that don't have a lot of experience with, like, Adam here.
Because
it definitely says not all Latinos are Mexican in the movie.
Yeah.
And it talks about. But
I got to straighten that out. You're right.
Yeah. But I think everyone should definitely go see it and support it.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. If we didn't have any out here, an avocado would be $26.
That's true.
I do know that. That's about all I know. And it'd be tough because then we'd have to get the blacks to start doing the stuff, and that's a tall order. I don't know what Whitey would do. You know what I mean? We'd have to have a real nice sit down with the blacks and really kiss some ass.
Reparation time, baby. That's what I say. You guys owe us.
We got no Mexicans. We got some lawns. We got some things that need cleaning. Oh, what are we going to do? Come on, buddy.
Who's going to take care of your kids?
Who's going to take care of the kids?
Really?
Who's going to push the strollers?
Who's going to go through your shelves?
Yeah, who's going to
grab your jewelry?
Who's going to take care of business? Because that's true. Like, you drive around the hills. You see the Mexican maid. She's pushing a stroller with the kids. Once in a while, she's whacking the kid about a little. That's a little cultural thing I saw one time.
It works, supposedly.
It works.
Right?
Yeah, no, the kids turn out fine. It's no problem. Little eating disorder. It's no problem. Drew, do you have
this guy hasn't said a thing yet.
I don't know where he's going though.
Do you have a maid? What's your maid?
Diabolical.
Do you have a maid?
I don't have a maid.
Do you have a person that comes in and does with the kids and that kind of stuff?
Yeah, we have somebody works at the office that comes helps over.
Where's she from? Finland or Sweden?
El Salvador.
Oh, shocking. All right.
But she doesn't really, that's not really that kind of job. Right?
All right, El Salvador. All right. There you go. Paying her under the table.
No?
Okay.
Hey, it's all good.
That's
baby.
All good. Everyone
needs to make a living.
Everybody.
That's what this country's
and you know
about,
that's what
right?
it comes down to. Yep. Everybody needs to make a living, Batty.
Yep. Yeah. And let me tell you something.
And everyone needs to do those jobs that you guys don't want
to
do.
Let me tell you something about my Latin brothers. Not scared to work.
No.
Not scared to work. Hard-working people. Here's all they need. Oh, it's a little help, just a little constructive criticism.
Your friend Ozzy, by the way, I put him on some antibiotics the other day.
Oswaldo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He had this most horrible infection in his throat I've ever seen.
Really?
And he's
I was working him too hard.
Yeah, he's like throws some wood off his shoulder, goes, hey, would you look at this a second? I'm like, oh, my God. He's like, yeah, I get this all the time.
When did you see Ozzy? You coming to the house?
Yeah.
Oh,
a couple weeks ago.
Yeah. Listen, you guys want to know.
He was no pussy. I'm telling you. The guy's like.
He's a mule. 50 years old, strong as an ox. You want to know if the Ace Man is keeping it real. You see the picture of the man on the telephone?
Yes.
Yeah. Wow.
He's definitely, well, not definitely, but.
Oh, yeah.
Let me check it out.
Oh, no. You wouldn't.
Could be a Latino. Middle Eastern.
You wouldn't understand him if he spoke to you.
He looks like my uncle.
He's from Nicaragua. Yes, that's us. Waldo Castillo. Castillo, his picture is actually on my phone. That's how close I am with the brown skin man. Absolutely.
Oh, my God. He looks like a.
Been working with him for 15 years. He made it onto my phone.
Went insane. You took his picture.
My wife took his picture and stuck it on my phone when I wasn't looking. But let me just tell you something. Take this in the spirit in which it's intended for my Latin brother.
Here we go again. I'm just saying. You're saying all kinds of things.
I just noticed a lot of declarations to our brown skinned people here in the Southland by Adam.
I'm a huge fan. I love the people. The guy, look at the guy. Look, did you see the picture of the guy on the phone?
I don't think he gets to talk to Latins very frequently enough. He's sort of excited.
You know, exactly. He had such an experience in construction with him. He had such a good time.
Yeah. Now they were both under the thumb of the man at that. Point,
yeah, exactly.
Oh, I was
exactly.
No different.
I know you were.
And now
you were a little beneath everybody.
Now
you?
I'm over Kimmel, stuck with the Jews, having to write jokes for the man. It's a totally different thing. Oh yes, and they complain. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you the difference between the Jews and the Browns.
You're writing those jokes, huh?
No, he doesn't use any of mine. Listen, here's the difference between the Jew and the brown skin man. Brown skin guy, you tell him, look, hey, listen. Jose, a big pallet of cinder blocks just got dropped off. It's 190 degrees around Van Nuys. Take that mule it up to the second floor up there and building a retaining wall. Guy just looks at him and says, fine.
And he calls his son. Hey,
yeah.
Gordo.
You come in. Yeah, Gordo. Yeah, I like that. Yeah. You tell the Jew, hey, listen, we need you to punch up this joke. Super Dave's coming on the show. You're getting $5,000 a week. Oh, for Christ's sake. Guy's like a stuck pig. Never stops complaining. Put upon. Yeah, that's the Jewish man. Yeah, the brown-skinned man. That's her brother. He's keeping it real.
He's keeping it real
around.
As a 004.
That's right.
So there's a little self-hatred in there as well, I can see.
I'm not Jewish. So I'm Italian. I just become an honorary Jew because, you know, I started writing jokes.
You kick it with them, so it's tough.
I kick it with the Jews, yeah.
All right,
yeah, very put-upon people.
So, are there any ethnicities you haven't offended tonight? Have you left anybody out?
$5,000 a week.
I don't know.
$5,000 a week for writing Jessica Simpson stupid jokes, put-upon, but the other guy's getting $500 a week, moving, schlepping the cinder block, not a word out of him. Happy to have a gig.
That's capitalism.
Eating off the truck and happy to have it.
There
That's
it
the brown skinned man. That's my brother. That's why their picture's on my phone. That's why they're representing.
That's why the picture's on the phone.
All right.
Oswaldo calls him Jefe.
Yeah.
El Jefe?
El Jefe.
Yeah, he probably calls
him some other stuff.
No,
he
calls
behind his back.
he calls me something called cabacho, which I hear is a term of...
Gabacho.
Gabacho. That's a term of endearment, right?
What does that mean? Gabacho is just a loving term for a whitey.
White guy.
Yeah. Cabacho. You get Jefe.
It's all good.
Yeah.
Huerito, too. That one works.
Ganche.
Cabacho from now on.
Let's hear something. We should hear. Well, one call.
Here we go.
One call, and then we hear a song from Osamali. Yeah. Yeah. All right.
How many songs are we going to get played tonight? Only two.
Two. That's a lot of songs.
In 2 hours.
What did you say about them not complaining?
Yeah, that's a lot.
See, we got the two-force thing
that's
going
right.
on. Mexican Jew, baby.
There it is.
Wow, hard-working and
hard-working and complaining.
That's right.
That's us all day.
Keep working over there, Willie.
Yay, baby.
Jeff 20.
What's up, buddy?
How you
Jeff?
Doing?
Good.
Okay. Well, problem is, I have a problem with the smell of my penis.
Mm-hmm.
You have a problem with it?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Well, also, so does my girlfriend, of course.
She has a problem with it. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And, I don't know, of course you guys can imagine the problems, that would be with a girlfriend. I mean, kind of, you know, gets me down, but I don't know how else to put it, but...
Yeah. What's it? It smells like number two? Has you been cheating on her?
Sometimes when she's arguing, or whatever you call it, she would say that it smells like urine or something.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Can you put on hold for a second?
Yeah.
He opened his mouth. I thought, bogus.
Yeah, yeah. Well, by the way...
What was that?
If you do the urine math, not such an outlandish claim.
Right.
It's like saying the tap smells of beer.
Yeah.
It's right. That's where the beer comes out.
Right.
Yeah. You should have picked a different scent.
When people complain about the Dork scent, it's sort of that funky, musty stuff.
Yeah, it's right. The uncircumcised guys with the cheese
and or bacterial smells, which are putrefying.
Yeah, they don't smell.
It can't be like number two.
Smell like urine.
No, it doesn't smell like urine.
No, and then number two.
Just go ahead and evacuate your bladder fully before your girlfriend visits.
Yeah, and do that weird shiver thing I do when I'm at the urinal.
You only do that when I'm behind you.
I know, because, you know, I'm scared. You're coming at me.
I notice it.
All right, let me yell at Jeff. Hold on a second. Jeff?
Yes.
Yeah, we don't believe you.
No, that's just what she calls it. She says it smells like color. Of course it smells like it. I think it smells like, I don't know if, we've got a lot of fish stores around here.
All right,
That's totally bogus.
Okay, all right. Listen, are you uncircumcised?
I'm not circumcised. Correct.
No,
I'm uncircumcised.
Okay, look, get out of the shower, clean yourself real good down there, and hit it with a blow dryer.
You ever heard of a sink?
Hit it with a blow dryer. That's right. Sink a little soap, pull it back, and then hit it with a blow dryer.
We need to take one more. Come on, we can't go out.
Yeah, true. Yeah. How many times have I said,
No man. I know.
Yeah, we can't go out like that.
Wet ones are good.
A bogus penis smell. We can't go out like that.
All right, let's talk to Rose.
Yes.
Rose, you're 20. What's up?
I've been having...
All right, hold on. She got molested, Drew. That's boring. That's a bummer. We're trying to go into an Ozzy Osbourne song.
The rest are dudes.
Only attracted to druggies. Well, let me talk to Sam over here. Sam, he's 17. He's going to turn 18.
I said no guys.
He's not a guy. He's a boy.
All right.
And he's like, they're going to be like Sam, and I'm going to be describing the last caller.
Sam.
Hey, Sam,
would you shut up and listen? You're 17.
I'm 17, my friend.
You're going to turn 18. You're going to a strip club.
Yes. I'm sitting here with my friend.
Is interested in talking.
Mm-hmm.
Not interested in listening.
You want to go to a strip club? You want some tips?
Yeah, man. Now, okay. I got to lay it out for you, though. Mm-hmm. You see, I'm very much a virgin.
All right.
And I'm a passionate man like Drew.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know.
I don't hear virgin.
I'd like some tips for strip club.
I don't have virgin.
All right. Well, look, I'll just give some strip club tips, and then we'll hear an Ozzy Osbourne song, because I don't believe Sam.
Yeah, he's also bogus.
Either. Okay, here's the key. Don't sit right next to the stage. Sit a couple of chairs back from the stage. You don't have to keep feeding the money onto the stage. Yeah, everyone knows you're cheap, but so be it. It's like a loophole in the tax law. You know, whatever. You beat the government. Fine. Sit about 2-3 chairs back. You get a better view sometimes from the stage, and you don't have to keep throwing dollars
on other parts of the building.
Okay, that's the other thing. Don't end up in like the champagne room or something like that. You're way over your head. You'll get it. They'll slap you the bill at the end, and it'll be like $2,700. You'll be like, 452 Jaeger shots? Are you kidding me? Oh, yeah, you end up buying champagne for everybody. It's a disaster. Mm. Stay away from the rooms. If the chick says, like, hey, you want to go upstairs? You want to hang? Here's basically what you get to do in the room. You get to do the same thing in the room that you get to do in the club. It's just you don't have that fat businessman staring at you while you're doing it. But you got to pay a couple grand for that, and it ain't worth it. But also, fellas who are listening, little etiquette. When a guy's getting a lap dance, he's getting a lap dance. It's not your lap dance, too. It's nothing worse than a guy sticking his nose into your lap dance. He's nosing around. It's like a flashlight. He's a home inspector looking for termite damage or something in her crack. It's like, listen, jack off. I'm trying to get a boner over here. What are you doing? Nothing worse, too, than when you're packed in, you're actually making like arm contact with a guy when you're getting a lap dance. It's
weird.
What
do you pay for lap dance?
What do I pay?
One pays
$20 for a lap dance, and here's my theory. I think the ATM machine made everything $20. I think it could have been $15.
Could have been $10.
Could have been $10, but since it's $20, it's like, hey, what's the tip? Do you give the guy when you get the ride to the airport from the town car? It's a $20. What do you give the stripper? $20. What's everything is $20 now. It's just, it's $20. Pretty soon, candy bar is going to be $20 because that's what comes out of the ATM. and we can't be messing with that. If they spat out tens, we could be getting lap dances for $10. I'm sure of it. Mm. And all the tips or the rides and everything, it'll all be $10.
Wow.
Everything is 20 because the ATM. It's a stripper ATM banking conspiracy. It absolutely is. Oh, laugh.
How about
laugh it up.
How about wearing a sweats?
Oh, yeah, it's good.
Clothing, go right? You got to go down for clothing, right?
go low friction, yeah.
Or you also had proper coveralls, as it were?
You don't, well, here's the thing.
You know what,
here's
spend $5, get some KY and jerk it yourself.
I mean,
it's a lot cheaper, and the ending's a lot better.
I know, but listen.
it's a waste of money.
Why ever leave the house, then? You know what I'm saying? You make that argument for everything.
that's basically what he's saying. Stay at home.
I know, but once in a while, here's the whole thing. Once in a while, you got to reload the memory bank. You know what I mean? You got to get out, you got to get a little stimulation,
right.
You got to get a little grind going, you got to see a few things. All right, so here's the beats. Sit back, couple of chairs from the stage. Don't worry about it, but don't buy drinks for the girls because it's expensive. Like a chick will sit down, and then the cocktail waitress will come by, and she'll like, would you like a little mini bottle of sham? It'll be $26.50 for a bottle that's the size of an Old Spice bottle of crappy champagne that you bought her. She's not even going to drink it. She's not even interested. It's just they want the kickbacks at the bar. So don't buy her anything. You buy yourself and your buddy's drink. Go ahead and give the Ethiopian guy a couple of bucks in the basket at the bathroom, though, when he hands you the towel. There's nothing wrong with that. That guy needs your bread. Give him a couple bucks when he gives you a little shot of Lavoris and a paper towel as you were walking out.
I think it just comes down to when you walk into a strip club, just realize that you're a walking dollar bill for everybody in that place.
Yeah.
That's all it comes down to, really.
Don't use the ATM at the strip club because they charge you like $8. It's ridiculous.
Is that right?
Like, yeah, it's more
service.
More expensive, than a casino. Right. And the whole thing is whatever. The strip club is $8. Strip club, they should be paying you to use the casino. That's just more 20s that is just going to be filtered right back into their system. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? They should be praying that you go to the ATM. Other than that, stay away from big rodeo style belt buckles and stuff like that that can cause chafing and pain. I know a guy got tetanus once. You know, say button down shirt not as good either. So it's more kind of stuff to grab onto. But wear a t-shirt, wear some sweatpants. You'd be in good shape. And you know, if you're an oozer, you know, shove some paper towels or something down there or something. I know guys who will finish in the strip club, which I find remarkable.
How sensitive?
Yeah. Very sensitive. All right. Ozo Motley's here tonight. We were going to hear a song, and then Drew started going off about strip clubs and Mexicans.
Oh, we better still hear a song, bro.
Oh, no, we are.
This is our jam right here, kid.
Yeah.
Bush is even interested in using it for his election.
We got the... We got Will. All right, stop entertaining yourselves over there. We have to take care of some business. Woo! We're going to come back. We're going to hear, right when we come back, we're going to hear some Ozo Motley. Yes?
Enough.
All that?
All good.
After this. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew over there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Ozo Motley here tonight. Street Signs. Name of the CD, Will Dog and Yuli in Thank tonight.
You. Thank you very much for having us.
Definitely.
We're having the
first
blast.
Time.
Good. I'm glad you
No,
had
seriously,
a good time.
I'm loving it.
Good. Good.
I love it that it's so raw, baby. It's just so raw. It's chafing me.
It was touch and go during the first break, but we had a Roach Coach discussion during the break, and I think
we bonded really under the notion of chorizo burritos.
Yeah. Breakfast burrito.
That's right. We bonded in that.
I really endeared myself to the band.
We got together.
Good job, Adam.
Thank you, man. Yeah. All right. Drew, have you ever... You never eaten off a lunch truck.
No, I haven't.
Come on. The hospital
all
lunch
through
truck.
High school.
Through high school?
What high school did you
have? Well, hold on a second, by the way. Eating off a lunch truck in high school is a good thing. It's when you do it at work is when it turns bad. It's a fun, novel thing in high school.
By the way, it was in the 70s, too, when the lunch truck didn't have a grill or anything. It was just sort of...
Why did you have a lunch truck? Well, He didn't go to the crappy school.
Yeah, you weren't on the county lunch program, I guess, huh?
No, he went.
Your family gave you $10 a day.
He went to a private school in Pasadena, which was called. I'll tell you, it's the Lord Fauntleroy School for Albino Hemophiliacs. Yes, sir. Wasn't that? No, but it was a prep school.
In Pasadena, though?
In Pasadena.
Really?
Everybody went to that high. What percentage of your graduating class didn't go to college?
Zero.
Wow. Zero. Everybody. Zero.
Really?
Right. I went to 13th grade, PCC.
Oh, yeah.
That's hot, there baby.
Yeah. LA Valley College, yeah.
I went there in my 30s, I think.
It's not really 13th grade, by the way. It's 12 and a half.
You can smoke cigarettes.
13. Yeah. All right, let's hear. We're going to hear some from Ozzy Miley.
Let's do.
Yeah. Let's do. You queued up there, Chris? What's happening, my brother? We talk, right? We're cool. All right, man. All right, don't talk to him. This one is called Saturday Night.
Imagine waking up, solidarity is evident. From any rules, time is irrelevant. People to places, the message basic. From racist to sit-ins, resist the change. Peep the scenario to the future, bro. 2020 and some number a year ago. People rose up, governments froze up. Worldwide block party, everybody shows up. Up on rooftops, ghettos and hotspots. People celebrate, no more souls rot. No more bloodshed over false deficit. Even hip-hop, get the fucking facelift. The latest fashion, stock market's crashing. It's Saturday, time to get the party cracking. And if the time and the day is right, the revolution will begin this Saturday night. Futuristic, I'm killing them every synonym. Sending them back with syllable venom up in them. Futuristic epitome of a pendulum. Digital rap got animal stamina in them. Sun your soul and backbone where the clap come from. Action Jackson, matter of fact, we move you from the front to the back, see? Plug us up in and bump this new fat beat. When it drop, stores out of stock on me. Stop till you drop, homie, that's not me. Russian attack from the back on three. Stop on B, shot world peace. Live from the block, love. Peace, oh please, we don't need bouncers or police. It's Saturday night, it's nothing better. Spread the word that we coming together. So come and help me now, and you don't stop. Get ready for the Saturday night. Dip, dive, socialize. Get ready for the Saturday night. Dip, dip, dive, socialize. Get ready for the Saturday night. Dip, dive, socialize. Get ready.
I got it wrong. Socialize, get ready for the Saturday night. Dip, dive, socialize, get ready for the Saturday night. Dip, dip, dive, socialize, get ready for the Saturday night. Dip, dive, socialize, get ready for the Saturday night. Get it out. Socialize, get ready for the Saturday night. Dip, dive, socialize, get ready for the Saturday night. Socialize, get ready for the Saturday night.
goes the Motley, everybody. Spike in. Let me plug the band. Street sign.
I love you.
Of the new CD.
Yeah.
That's right.
Hey, yo, yo, bump that, baby.
Gonna be on tomorrow night, everybody. All right. Good stuff, by the way. Nice horns. Love the horns.
Right on. Thank you.
Got a little bit of a 70s street vibe to it. You know what I mean? I like that kind of music that's playing when you're getting information from Huggy Bear.
That's what
I was thinking about.
War and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. Yeah. War must have. War was a great band. I think they would just get really high and jam for hours on end and just record. Every song they have is just a crazy jam.
All right, here we go.
Yeah, what do you want to do, Drew?
Take our third call tonight.
Third call tonight?
Yeah.
Talk about war a little more?
Sarah, 15.
Sarah. Sarah?
Hello.
You're 15?
Yep.
What's up?
Well, I'm kind of attracted to, like, just these really drugged up guys. I don't know.
Ooh.
Is it just, I don't know if it's just something girls go through or something, or...
What do you mean? What drugged up guys?
Well, just the guys that I date and the guys that I hang out with.
What drugs do they do?
Most of them marijuana.
Huh.
She got a little bit of the sound of that bogus car. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
That one that...
Oh, I don't know. All right. Stop worrying about who's bogus. Yeah. It doesn't matter.
But
let's
remember
just
that one
that
pulled us into that call on a couple of different...
I don't remember anything. I go home, I drink hard, I go to sleep, I forget what we talked about.
All right, Sarah, what is your question?
I thought Oza Motley was on the show.
Yeah.
I don't know anything.
You just channeled my experience. I'd seen them 2 weeks before, I didn't remember. But Sarah, what was your question?
Is it me, or is it just something that girls go through?
It's you.
You're calling from Bakersfield. Everyone smokes weed in Bakersfield.
Well, because,
you have to go outside of Bakersfield to find a guy
who's
a drug addict.
And I'm like, oh, that guy is cute. And I go up to him, and then like he turns out to be a pothead. And I'm
all right.
Well, sort of the easy line of questioning here is, was your dad an alcoholic or a marijuana addict?
Not exactly, no. He drinks.
Okay.
Maybe he has a mild alcoholism, and you're sort of attracted to people that are made constituted similarly.
Stay away from the cool kids. You want to stay away from the drugs. Yeah. You want to stay away from the trouble, the excitement, the good looks.
4-H.
Yeah. Just go find some of the nerds. Hang out with them.
They will love.
Yeah.
They will appreciate you.
Yeah. I mean, look, that's the problem. You want to hang out with the cool guys. You want to hang out with the guys that are in the fast lane. Those are the guys that smoke the weed.
She can, I'm sure, find someone who's just as cool and just doesn't do it. Whatever.
Yeah.
There's got to be. Come on.
There's some straight edge guys over there. But
all
again,
day.
She's calling from Bakersfield. Yeah. By the way, pot, if you can find a guy who's just smoking pot in Bakersfield and not, like, cooking up meth in his basement, you found yourself a winner.
There you go. Marry him.
Yeah, that's the mayor of the town.
He
ran on
a
platform, which is,
boy.
I only smoke weed. What? Who were we yelling, Anderson?
It's not my fault I'm a Bakersfield boy.
Yeah, that's right. Do you realize the guy was elected mayor of Bakersfield by saying, I only smoke weed and drink a little bit?
Wow.
And once in a while do a bump? Do a rail, but...
Don't make my own, though.
I don't make my own! Vote for me in 2004.
The caliber.
Rose?
Yes.
You're 20?
Yes.
What's happening?
Well, I've, been, sexually... I was sexually molested by my two older brothers at a very young age.
Both of them? That's kind of
perfectly normal, perfectly healthy.
In Los Angeles.
What?
This is Kansas City, though.
Oh.
And what had happened to them?
We got separated after years of this happening, and we went to foster homes, group homes, hospitals, the works.
I don't mean what were the consequences for them.
Before, not after.
What damaged them to make them believe that molesting their sister?
Well, I really don't know, because, I mean, I was so young when it started happening.
How old were you?
I'm pretty sure maybe my father, before he left the picture, did something to them, or someone did something to them. I don't really know.
There you go. All right.
But,
by the way, would you give? Is that? I don't have kids, but that's something you'd give them a timeout for.
The brothers?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. A little time.
How old was it when it happened, though?
What?
How old were they? How old were you?
I don't know how old I was when it first started.
How old were they?
They're both a year apart. Well, see, my eldest brother is 2 years from me. See, I'm 20. He'd be 20.
So it started when you were like,
hold on.
See, because there's this, yeah.
Could you ever get one of them was 7, the other was 9? Yeah. It never happened. No. It's never going to happen. Is there ever?
No, what you get is today's Tuesday, Monday. Let's say Monday is 2004.
He's 20.
Carry the 3.
I'm not too much younger than he is. The equinox is coming up.
Yeah.
It's like, come on, just tell me. Tell me the guy was 9 or 15. What'd you
just
please?
Help the girl. Oh, come on.
All right. Rose, how old were the or were they? Please.
Approximately.
Probably about 7 and 8.
Okay, so that's an 8-minute timeout. You give a minute timeout for each year.
All right. So they're a mess, and somebody screwed with them.
That's bad times.
And then everyone went into foster care, so it had to mean that it was like an unmitigated disaster.
Well, and she went to treatment, too. It sounds like you were in hospitals, right? Gross.
Yeah.
You were in hospitals. You were treated.
Yeah.
Okay.
So what's your question now?
Well, my question is, I've had boyfriends, you know, we've had sex, but I've never had oral sex with any of my boyfriends until my most recent one. And so
You mean you've never performed it on them?
No. I had to do that to both my brothers when I was younger when it happened.
Yes.
And
So you don't perform it on them. Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so I didn't perform oral, and I never had a boyfriend perform oral on me until my most recent one. And the first time he did it on me, I freaked out. I curled up into a little ball and I started crying. I didn't want him to touch me.
Yeah. All right, so it was trauma. Trauma.
Yeah, and my fear is, sorry, hold on. My fear is that I will go through the rest of my life not being able to enjoy that. Like, I want to be with this guy because I've been with him for about 4 months and he understands and he respects me.
Yeah.
And I can't let myself go. I can't. My body just keeps going back to that, and I freak out. And I don't know if I'll ever be able to.
Oh, you will. Well, probably. But I mean, here's the thing. I mean, first off, you're pretty young. What, you're 20 years old.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to get a little more therapy under your belt.
You got some time.
I've been in therapy since I can remember. And
I know, but you know, the first. When you're a kid, you're in therapy, you just make stuff out of clay, and then the reader wants to know what that means to you.
Yeah.
All right, that's not real therapy. I mean, now you actually have a vocabulary and a brain. You can start talking about this kind of stuff.
And you're the fact that you're sort of putting yourself into a vulnerable, intimate encounter with somebody whom you care about is extremely positive. And as soon as you're sort of, you've got to kind of tiptoe into these behaviors. You can't go in wholesale because your body has a, let's call it an implicit memory of what happened.
Yeah.
And it re-evokes all the trauma when you put yourself in that position quite literally.
Yeah.
So you got to kind of break it in.
You got a good guy. He's with you.
Accustomize yourself. Take it in doses that you can tolerate and make sure you're really listening to yourself and your body. And he's got to be very, very cautious and careful.
And then listen, don't put this sticker on your forehead that says damaged goods. I know it sounds like I'm being Pollyanna-ish, but I mean, don't go into the bedroom with the guy looking at yourself as something that's broken.
You have
a guy you're in love with.
Right. The fact that you can have that and that this, it's a good guy means you can get better.
I would be a great boyfriend for her, by the way. She's like, listen, sweetie, I'm going to need at least 6 to 8 months before you can go down. I'm like, okay. You want to take a year? You want to take a year? I'm all right. I'm all right for you to do it now.
How much does she love this guy, though?
She loves him.
Then I think she should just be honest with him and open up. Also,
He knows what happened.
Oh, if he knows, then...
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. The point is, somebody like this who has an abusive history will normally go for abusive guys.
Right.
The fact that she can trust a guy, is open and intimate with him, can find a nice guy, is a very positive sign. They just have to ease her into the whole experience slowly.
Yeah.
Patience.
Yeah, he needs to be really patient.
Patient.
Yeah. He can't trip.
Believe me, he'll be all right.
A little Oz Motley music background.
Yeah, loosen things up, couple of wine coolers.
A little love. That's all we need in this world.
Let's take ourselves a break. Yeah. Hey, baby, give it a year. I would be great. We should have to get together, me and this one.
I think you would have been even more enthusiastic than just, it's okay. You would have been like,
you should never do that. Yeah, you might have a heart attack and die if I did that. As a matter of fact, you're right. You don't want to go to that place. It's like a Vietnam vet. We don't want to go back there. It's just quiet. That's fine.
Cool. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I see trauma surrounds me.
We'll take ourselves a little break. I was a mile here tonight, and we'll be right back after this. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Also, Motley here tonight. Street Signs, name of the CD.
It's brand spanking new.
That's right.
It's won everybody.
And it's really goo.
And it's goo.
It's still wet.
It's wet and it's goo.
Let's.
You say.
I got a question.
Slippery.
Got a question for the band.
Rocket.
Daniel?
Danelle.
What's happening?
Not much. I just wanted to say I love O's and Motley. They're so awesome.
Thank you.
An awesome band.
We really appreciate that.
Yeah. Your concert on Friday was great. I really liked it. And your new CD rocks.
Thank you. Was that the Orange County show?
Yeah.
Wow. Did you get a...
Wait, you don't even remember where you played Friday night?
No, I know. That's the only place in the world where you can get a deep-fried Twinkie.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Deep-fried
Snickers. And it's frozen on the inside.
Ooh.
Man. It's very good.
Oh, man. That's the ultimate stoner food, if you think about it.
Working it out.
Wasn't that a fun show? I had a great time, too.
Yeah, that was awesome. That was really good. I actually had two questions. One is, how are you guys planning on this whole tour that you guys have coming up? I know you go to Australia, and then you come back, and you have all these dates you're playing in California and going to New Orleans and all sorts of places.
Well, you know, Friday we flew in from Switzerland that day, right?
Yeah.
Before the concert. And actually on Wednesday we fly to Australia. Then we go to Japan, right?
Right. Did you ever think your life would include the use of an airplane so much?
No.
Did you count on that?
No.
I don't know.
Well, they figured
I mean, airplanes nowadays are just a step up from a Greyhound, if you really think about it.
But you never thought you grow up, you didn't think, well, I'll get on a plane every 3 times a month.
I did. I did kind of.
3 times a month. We're doing
three
this.
Or four,
we're
yeah.
like.
Yeah, we're going. We travel hard. When we hit the road, we travel it hard. And I think a lot of it has to do with a little just good self-maintenance.
Yeah, I used to save all my little receipts from the plane because I wanted to know where I went.
Yeah, screw
and
it
now. I had like a whole bookload of these
things. I'd be traveling. I thought I'd be muling drugs, actually, though. I didn't think of it.
Midnight Runner.
You got out of that gig pretty quick, though.
I just assumed I would be putting balloons of heroin up
Istanbul.
My ass and traveling.
That's the place to hit.
Istanbul. Yeah, that's what I'd planned on.
Actually, we were there.
My family had actually talked to me about it.
Crazy.
You know,
Turkey's beautiful. Turkey is gorgeous.
Keistering a little.
What was your second question?
Well, I was kind of curious how you guys chose your new rapper. Your previous two rappers have such different voices, and your new rapper has, is kind of different than from the other two.
Jabu's going to be coming in, actually, later, and the thing is with him is he was in another band called Fourth Avenue Jones. And we had jammed with them.
A
bunch of times, and it really just flowed really well.
And the vibe just seemed to work, too, as a person, and,
Oh, he's good. He's so different from the other two. Well, thanks for talking to me.
Record was released on September 11th, 2001.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Thanks for calling.
That is timing.
Yeah. No, why? Did you just read that, Drew?
Yeah.
Yeah. Does it make a difference?
And the name of the record was Embrace the Chaos.
Wow.
Really?
Wow.
So yeah, you think we had something to do with that?
That's right. What I'm saying.
No.
Is that what you're saying?
You know what? I just saw the Fahrenheit movie yesterday, Doc.
Wasn't it a great movie?
Amazing.
Never saw it.
You got to see it.
Yeah?
You should really see it.
All right.
Regardless of your political opinion.
First off, it's irregardless. And secondly...
You're right on.
Yeah. I will see it. Yeah,
you should.
I got no problem. Here's my problem, really, is...
What's your problem?
I don't like Michael more, but I don't like Bush either that much, and now Kerry doesn't seem like he's all that great. Nobody seems that good, really, is the problem.
Linda Ronstadt caused a riot yesterday at the Latin Hotel in Las Vegas during her concert, screaming about Michael Moore and how great
it
was.
What did she say?
People tore the place apart.
Is that right?
Yeah.
That's hot.
And she was escorted away.
Well, when she breaks into that mariachi crap, look out. That's a tough crime.
Hey, man, she's big time in Tucson.
She's back on the ranch riding horses and all.
Well,
milking cows.
Here's the thing that I find amazing. It's sort of like the people that get in these really big arguments, Ford versus Chevy, that kind of stuff. It's like Ford truck, it's a good truck. Chevy truck, it's a good truck. You know, or they're both bad. There's not a lot of difference. Like, the whole thing is like, look, we got to get Bush out of there. We got to get Kerry in there. It's like, Kerry? Really? That's we have to?
I'm glad you're saying that.
We got to get Reagan out of there. We need Carter. Like, I don't remember Reagan
being that great.
I don't remember Carter being. Yeah, I don't. It's like, okay, you got to get Bush out to get who in? This guy? Really? Is that exquisitely
at least we would have someone who commands the English language, though, if Kerry
went
in.
I just, to me, it's all shades of gray. It's like, all right, I don't have a big problem with Bush. I don't have a big problem with Kerry. Neither guy seems dynamic by any stretch of the imagination. Right. I haven't heard a guy come along in a long time where I went, wow, this guy's impressive. This guy, talk about horsepower. This guy's got some serious ideas. This is a substantial individual. This is the kind of guy we need to... I mean, these guys just seem like talking heads that they lick their finger and they put it up and they try to figure out which way the wind is blowing and how many people they're going to piss off and what their constituency wants and all that kind of stuff, what their party is, they toe the party line. And it's like,
Which corporation's giving them the most dough?
Right. At the end of the day, I don't think I like anybody.
I agree.
I don't understand the people that are vehement. It's like, if Bush gets elected to another term, I am leaving the country. You know, I mean, it's like, really? You think Kerry's going to come? I think if you took Sean Penn, told him to close his eyes, and you put Bush or Kerry in there or whoever, I don't think he's going to know the difference in 2 years. No. I don't think anyone's going to know the difference. I think it's just like light beer. I don't think you know. The people who claim Bud's better than Miller, it's better than whatever, I don't think anyone really knows.
Wow.
All right. That's
what
heavy,
a fiery
man.
Critique of the system.
Yeah, I'm down, baby. Yeah.
Brian, they're both trash.
Power to the people is what I'm saying,
dog.
All right, let's take a break. Ozymandias here. We're going to do a little band
Ross
change.
Ross Perot.
We'll be right.
004.
We'll be right back after this.
Al Sharpton.
Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. It's Dr. Drew over there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. A little changing of the guard with Ozymandias.
Right on.
Booling Will Dog gone. Mm-hmm. As Drew and Jabu are in the studio.
And you know it.
Thanks for coming in. We will hear something else from Ozymandias off the Street Signs CD before the 11 o'clock hours. Drew. And going to be on Kilbourne tomorrow night and going to be playing at the X Games. When are the X Games and where are they? Are they in San Francisco?
Staples?
Are they out here?
They were at Staples, last year? Yeah, man, so they may be back there.
We went out. We did it a few years ago. Me and Jimmy went out there to San Francisco where they were doing it. Perfect. Perfect weather for X-ing. I mean, X-gaming. Well, you know what I'm saying. Lots of hills.
X-ing.
lots of wind. Lots of good times. All right, so we'll get back to the phones and speak to Marcia, who's...
Marcia.
13. Marcia?
Yeah, it's Marcia.
Marcia. What's happening?
What happened?
What's happening?
I've been cutting for about 3 weeks now, and my friend's cut in front of me, and I was wondering if it's more because of me or because of them, because I still have stuff going on in my family, too.
Mm-hmm.
I understand. You're concerned you're just copying them?
Yeah, I'm wondering if that's it.
No. Let me ask this. Is there a difference in spelling between Marcia and Marcia?
It depends where you're from.
Is that what it is?
Not in this case. If that's how she spells it.
Yeah, you got to spell it different if you're going to call it different. That's my rule.
How do you spell it?
It's M-A-R-C-I-A.
No, Marcia.
Yeah, you're going to get that your whole life, right? Doesn't everyone just call you Marcia?
But on Western and Third... It's Marcia.
Like when my teachers call me Marcia.
Yeah.
Marcia.
Spell it differently.
Like,
where are you from?
Spell it.
No, just put like an umlaut over something.
In Fresno.
Or one of them tortilla zigzag things. One of those things? The senior things you put over the end. What's that thing called? Work one of those in.
What do you mean? A tapatio sauce?
No, like when you see the word, senior or tortilla... Oh, no, not tortilla, just senor. Enye. You see that enye. Yeah, put an enye on it.
Put an enye.
Enye.
But then we'll see Marcia.
That'll be... Then
still
it'll be,
better.
Then it'll be truly Marcia.
Yeah. All right, anyway.
Here's the deal, Marcia. People don't cut if they don't need relief from significant emotional discomfort. Having said that, though, a certain amount of cutting has a contagious quality to it.
Really?
And there clearly is a lot of copycat cutting going on. But so it's a little bit of both for you.
Okay.
Do you have trauma in the past?
Well, yeah, my parents fight a lot, and then my dad's an alcoholic, and he smokes weed.
Oh, all right.
Well, that's a little going on.
That'll get you going. Yeah. Is he out of the house now?
Oh, no, he still lives with us.
Oh, he is. You get along okay with him?
Not really. We fight a lot.
All teenage girls hate either their dads or their moms.
Or both.
Yeah, I'm really close with my mom.
No, it's usually, they usually pick one that they hate. Yeah, so Drew, get ready, actually. Your daughter's 11.
Good times.
Yeah, from 13 to 22, she's going to hate your guts. Or she's going to hate your wife's guts.
Good times.
Yeah, one or the other. And I think my sister just flipped the coin. Actually, my sister, yeah, she hated my dad, my stepdad, my mom, my stepmom. I think she just went with everybody. Smart. All right, now she wants to borrow money. Fantastic. All right. All right, Marcia. Well, good times. I mean, listen, now let me just say this to all the teens who are miserable and they hate everyone inside their house and all that kind of stuff. The joke's on you, ultimately. You start in with your step-parents, you start in with your mom, you start in with everybody. They start in with you. Before you know it, you got to go home. Like, it's one thing, like, I go to my parents on Thanksgiving, I tilt a few drinks, I start yelling at people, I get back in a Mercedes and go up to the hill and lock my door. I go back to a nice house, I have to deal with it. If I had to sleep over that night, miserable. I shut my pie hole if I had to sleep over that night. Just bite your lip, have a second helping of stuffing and go to bed. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Don't. Could you imagine getting into it with everybody and then having to go down the hall and go to bed every night for the next 5 years? Leave them alone. Spend time at school. Do your thing. Be a cheerleader. Play the clarinet. Do whatever. Don't come home and get into it with your mom and your stepdad every night. Get on a whole thing. Just don't make it. Don't piss off the warden if you got another 5 years in prison. That's all I'm saying. You'll get time off for good behavior. Make friends. Make nice. That's all. Man. Everyone make nice at home. That's it. Samantha?
Uh-huh. What's up?
You 22?
What? Yeah,
22 years old. What's happening?
Nothing much. I actually called because I've been having a problem with my vaginal problems. Hold on one sec.
Yeah, turn your radio down.
No. It was my boyfriend. My crazy boyfriend wanted to hear this on air, and he's retarded, so he turned on his radio. Anyways,
Thanks for announcing that. Appreciate that, Samantha.
I like you, but you're crazy.
Anything else you want to tell us via the radio?
Anyways, so we've been having unprotected sex for a year and a half now.
Whoops.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Trouble.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then just recently, what happened, started happening is it burns when we have sex. Every time, it really burns. And I don't know if there's something wrong with him or me. And
no, that means it's good.
What?
Whatever you guys are doing is probably good.
Have you been checked? I mean, it's probably an infection, really. Some inflammation of the lining of the vagina, and that's infection usually.
Well, what about when you pee?
Like, I've been wanting to get checked. I've been wanting both of us to go in and get checked together, but he refuses to.
All right, listen, stop using our goddamn radio shows and intercom to talk to your stupid boyfriend who's in the entry hall. Just go get him and go to the goddamn doctor.
You don't need him to go with you.
I've been telling him that we should be. I've also been saying we should probably lease a new Tercel. I like the beige, but he wants the cobalt blue. But anyway, here's some other things I want to tell him. He should stop. Just go down the hall and tell him. Stop bothering us.
You don't need him. You go get checked out. You're the one having the symptoms. You're the one that they're going to figure out what's going on, for which there's going to be evidence of what's going on.
That's right.
If he also is participating in it, they will know that from what they find in you.
That's right.
Then you might want to try some yeast cream in the meantime, too, because that's a very common reason.
How about you guys try standing in the same room when you're having a conversation and getting rid of the seven-second delay? Just go in the room and talk to him.
It wasn't intercom. It's like, do you hear that? Do you hear that? Adam, will you say that again? What? Yeah. I should get checked? Yeah, I've been telling him you ought to get checked.
I know. But girls have to do that with guys. And guys don't do that with girls. girls need witnesses. That's what I've been saying. That's all girls do. Guys, we don't even listen, right. So we never do that. Like, you never do that with your wife. Uh-huh. Vindication. See? No, because you're not listening the whole time she's talking. Yeah. Women are constantly trying to get you to do stuff you don't want to do, and then somebody pipes up and says something like, you should see a doctor. And, That's how it works.
What was that, Adam? You said I should see a doctor? Yeah. Is that what you said, Adam? Adam, uh-huh.
That's how it works. Yeah. Guys, we don't listen. We're smart. We tune out.
Yeah.
Because we know... We know if we tune in, there could be trouble. There could be trouble.
The lesser you know, the better.
Yeah, yeah. There's nothing good coming in on that station, you know? Let's just tune out and relax.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's sort of like urine.
Does his penis smell like urine?
That's an hour ago.
Yeah, it's an hour old. JD?
Yeah.
You're 24?
That's right.
What's happening?
How you guys doing?
All right.
We're doing good. Cool. Let's go. What's up?
All right. Adam, I got this girl, and I want to be seeing her in the near future. Mm-hmm. And she's asked me before if she'd mind if I choked her, and I didn't do it before. I didn't really say anything. She asked me, and I didn't really do it or
What is this girl? What is she to you?
She's kind of my girlfriend.
Kind of.
What? Yeah. What do you mean you're going to be seeing her in the near future if she's your girlfriend?
I'm taking a trip to. She's a foreigner, so I'm going to be going and seeing her. Mm-hmm. And I haven't seen her in about a year or whatever. So that's,
she hasn't seen her in a year, and she's your girlfriend.
Yeah, he met her in a catalog.
That's what I'm thinking.
Where's she at? You fell in love with number 163. Where are you going to visit?
What country?
She's from Sweden.
Sweet.
Oh man.
She's from Sweden. And where'd you guys meet?
Well, she's the sister of a guy that I rent an apartment to, I manage some apartments, and he's in one of them.
Oh, hold on. By the way, the manage the apartment guy. You don't want to hang out with the manage the apartment guy. That's the chain smoker guy who's got the hose on the roll, who's never once.
Is this the guy that showed up and dropped some porn off for you guys or something?
Apartment manager guys. There's something about apartment manager guys. It's like guys who work at welding shops, attorneys. There's a handful of jobs of guys you just want to avoid. Apartment manager guys, one of them. I don't know. These are the guys who wear the windbreakers. These are the guys who never stopped talking about the crappy car they've been restoring for 30 years, and then it was a piece of ass before. Where's this guy? I don't trust him. Line two, JD.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't trust you now. You're an apartment manager guy.
I don't blame you.
All right, good. He's a big man. He knows he can admit he's not a great guy.
All right, so what's the question, though?
Well, the question is, I don't mind doing this for her.
Choking.
Yeah. I mean, maybe I've seen too many movies or something, but I don't know. I just have a feeling that, I don't think I'm going to kill her or anything like that, but what kind of a sign should I look for that I'm doing too much? I mean, aside from her, turning blue or something.
There's no way to really gauge that. That's
eyes
the problem.
Rolling behind the head.
Yeah, you cut your not only are you just making her not breathe, you're cutting the blood supply off to the brain by putting pressure on the carotids.
Yeah.
So I just shouldn't do this.
Cops tackling you is a good sign, I've always found. That means it's time to stop.
Okay.
Cops pulling you off her. Yeah, you stick with the man. Do you smoke, JD?
Yeah, I smoke.
Windbreaker?
You wear a sport of windbreaker?
I don't have a windbreaker, no.
But no, you do a lot of smoking. You can't, here's the whole thing. It's like you want to manage some apartment buildings. Yeah. Do you smoke? No, actually, I'm a non-smoker. I don't want, okay,
sorry.
I'm sorry.
Sorry.
We're going to have to. It's too bad. It's too bad because everything checked out on the resume.
Windbreaker,
handyman skills, college degree. It was all Christian. Everything was perfect here. Sorry about the no smoking thing.
You ran into a Swedish guy and then bangs the sister.
The management, the apartment manager. There's a dicey scene. Remember last night I was saying club owners? Remember I was talking about club owners, which are sort of but club owners, it's a part businessman, part mafia, part
evil.
Pimp, part manager, part bartender, part greeter, part rodeo clown. Like, what is it? You know, the club manager is the kind of guy where if you crossed him, he's not in the mafia, but he still knows guys who could take care of you. You don't F with the club owner. You don't trust the club owner guy. Okay, let me explain what the apartment manager guy is. That's the club owner guy with no ambition. That's all the bad qualities of the club owner guy, but he doesn't wheel and he doesn't deal. He just chain smokes and tells you that you can't have the aquarium in the living room. Sorry.
No rabbit.
Yeah, that's a pet. We got to know pet. No, I'm sorry. Fish count is a pet.
Oh, my God. In my backyard tonight, I saw a bobcat, and this thing looked like a jaguar.
Yeah. Saw a bobcat in your backyard?
I walked right down my driveway. Unbelievable. But it was beautiful. I was like, oh, go away.
Majestic. It's beautiful.
Beautiful.
Huh? I mean, saw a snake when I was driving down. There's a big snake in your driveway when I was leaving years back.
Yeah.
You got a little Wild Kingdom going on over
crazy.
There. What's going on over there, Drew?
We noticed the rabbit population went down. That's what the bunny thing reminded me of, and that's the bobcat.
I saw let me tell you something what happened to me tonight. Simultaneously, was in my living room. It was about 8 o'clock at night, just getting dark. Saw a lizard in my living room.
Yeah, we get those.
I got mixed feelings about lizards. Like, on one hand, everyone's like, oh, they're good. They eat the bad bugs. They don't, yeah, how come I never see you guys eating anything? I just sit on rocks. Well, where's the eating? Where's the eating? That's all I'm saying. With all you bugs out there and all you lizards and everything.
Spiders, too.
Spiders. Everyone's always right. No, the spider's good because the spider will eat the bad. Yeah, how come he's just sitting around? I never see him eating nothing. He's just sitting there. He's sitting everywhere, and the lizard, he eats all the bad bugs, too. He never doing nothing when I see him. He's just sitting there. I would like these animals more if I saw him eating the bad bugs. Like, well, if I saw a lizard kicking a roach's ass, I would be a huge lizard fan. I'd be like, oh, man, you lizards, you're welcome in my home anytime. I want to see, if I saw a spider kicking the ass out of an ant and a lizard eating a roach, I'd be like, you guys are in now. What do you need? Can I fix you a drink? Sit down. Who wants a butt? Smoke?
Sometimes roaches come in handy, too, man.
So roaches don't, and roaches get a horrible rap because they don't really even do anything. They just run, and everyone hates them. Mm. You know what I mean? Roaches don't.
Creepy.
No one ever sting. No one got stung by a roach.
No disease.
No one gets bit by a roach. Once in a while, people try the disease thing on them, but it's not. No one ever got
sick.
They go
like, in babies' ears.
Yeah, they talk about that stuff. They talk about that stuff, but you see, it never really happens. And it's sort of like, what happened to your buddy Phil? He got AIDS from a roach and died. Yeah. You never hear about it. People talk about them being dirty, but you never really hear anything or see anything, right?
No. I used to live in Tabasco, Mexico.
Oh, really?
Oh, man, there was this...
Where is Tabasco, Mexico?
It's like right next to... like around where Yucatan is.
The roaches are the size of frisbees there, though.
Yeah, they're pretty big, man. I remember I used to sleep on a hammock.
To stay away
from them. One time I got off and I wanted to go to the bathroom because I was like 3 years old, and I got off and I put my foot on the floor and my foot kept on going.
Wow.
It was a big old cockroach and I couldn't step, and it was the size of my foot when I was three.
Wow.
So it was a little one.
Wow.
But anyway, what happened, we were playing soccer outside, you know, because that's what you do out there.
Sure. Yes, sir.
Anyway, you go out there, and there was this kid that kicked the ball out too far, and he went over there, and he ended up falling into a ditch of centipedes.
Millipedes. Centipedes, yeah,
so yeah. He came out. He was all burned. It looked like really crazy. Like,
all right, but that's centipede. That's not a roach.
Yeah, man.
I'm just saying, let's give the roach a break. I don't like them any better than the next guy. I think it's what they stand for. It's like they stand for poverty and filth. Hmm. That's what they stand for, so we don't like them. We want to get rid of them, but they really
don't do anything.
But
they're also
survivors, too, you know? I can give them their props. Here's the thing. They're unattractive bugs. We like attractive bugs. It's a weird thing. It's
ladybugs,
like, ladybug does more damage than a roach does. Yeah. Ladybug eats your plants up. We got no problem with ladybugs. They look fine. And the uglier the bug, we ain't into it, and the same with the animals, too. It really is that way. And the good-looking animals do just as much damage as the ugly animals, maybe more. We just don't like them because they don't look nice. But all I'm saying is I would be much more down with the lizards if I saw them eating a roach once in a while. I suppose they got to live off something. They're just never doing anything but sunning themselves. But
that's what Kathy can have a lot of fun with the tail.
I saw, yeah, they pop right off.
Yeah.
So I walked into my living room and I said, hey, I got a lizard in my living room. Oh, by the way, doing nothing. Yeah. Just standing there like they always do. I said, I got to catch this lizard and throw it outside. And as I was going to catch the lizard, I looked through the window and there's a coyote walking right by my front yard. And I thought, this is crazy. I'm going to be attacked by an owl or something in a second. I got a lot of coyotes, Ryan.
Is that the new place?
No.
Oh, really?
And every once in a while, the coyotes go nuts and they go off at the same time.
That's crazy. That's they're eating something.
Are they eating something?
Yeah, they're
telling everybody, yo, I just caught a, you know, small,
they really, we
small
have
child.
They really, nuts all the time. They go,
yeah, they go nuts.
Noises,
but then they all join
at
in like
end.
A unison.
That's at the end. That's at the end when they've conquered it. Then they start howling at it.
Conquered what? What are
they
eating?
Killed something.
They're like, yeah,
rabbit
we
or
got
skunk
one.
Or something. Yeah.
That's
hot.
Yeah.
It's party.
I would like to cut a deal with these animals. Like, look, coyotes, you're fine. You just got to, let's gang up on the roaches, is what I'm saying. Would you guys eat some roaches? Spiders, you guys eat something once in a while. Somebody's got to get the ants. I'm seeing ants now. Oh, I got ants running around. Ants aren't going anywhere.
No. Do you have a cat or something?
No, I don't have a cat.
No, because cats usually eat all that stuff.
Ants? Cats? Cats will eat ants?
No.
Mexican cats will eat that.
Mexican cats.
We got white cats.
Okay,
we try to give
those.
White cats some Purina cat food to kiss our ass. No, they don't even do giblets anymore. No, our white cats are ruined.
No, but cats will eat roaches, though.
Mexican cats got the eye of the tiger. You know what I mean? They're hungry. You know what I mean? We got white cats.
We got white cats.
We got Morris. They turn their ass at everything. They got to eat nothing but pure white albacore. That's it. They won't even eat. They won't eat the
in
stuff
water.
In oil. Yeah.
In water.
Yeah.
Caviar.
Drew's fish lives off of nothing but the finest French pate, which is flown in each day from France.
They can't have an accent.
And they'll eat some solid white albacore tuna. But other than that, they eat nothing else. Now we can't even eat roaches. All right. Let's take a break. Should we take a break?
Fair enough.
Ozo Motley in studio tonight. We'll take ourselves a little break. We'll hear a song when we come back after that.
Yes.
Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. It's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Jabu and Ezru are here tonight from Ozo Motley.
What's happening?
We will hear something off the Street Signs CD and just a couple of few. Also, you can find the guys on Kilborn tomorrow night. Oh, I forgot to plug Crank Yankers, new season opening tomorrow night. Yeah. But some of these shows, country gets a show in a little delay. But 10:30, Comedy Central, new season of Crank Yankers. I gotta remember to plug my own crap. All right, let's get back to the phones and speak to Susan, who's 18. Susan?
Hi.
What's happening?
Every time I have my period.
Hold on a second. I'll tell you what I need. What? I need one of those praying mantises.
Yeah, they're beautiful. Yeah,
that's a good-looking bug.
You had one of those in our backyard recently. A littler one, not the huge one.
But the praying mantis will kick some ass, boy.
Yeah, and they will do that.
They eat each other.
Don't they cut their
sex and they eat them.
Their mate's heads off.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, and they eat them.
Yeah, they do that. They're little. That's the problem. It's like one of those horror movies. You invent the perfect killing machine. Eventually, they turn on you, I just wanted something to kick a little roach ass. That's all. That's all I'm saying. Like praying mantis. Look. You take care of the ants and the roaches. That's all. And we'll keep you cool. And I'll talk to the lizard about not eating you. Although, again, I just see him sunning himself. I never really actually see him move. All right. But praying mantis, that's a buck. We got to get one of them.
Yeah, having our backing.
Where are those?
They're really in the east.
Southeast. We got to get one out here.
But then you start fighting them. You could, like, put them in pits and start fighting each other and make some money off of them.
Oh, really?
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Like pit bulls. They do that. Yeah.
Do they?
They're kind of like pit bulls. Yeah, they do it
like with cockfighting, but with praying mantises?
Yeah, they do.
They put razor blades on their paws.
I saw it in a movie once. Hey.
Yeah. Really? Do they really fight praying mantises?
They fight praying mantises, man.
How do you tell which one
gets cut off.
Yeah, but I know which one you're rooting for.
Oh, yeah. You go for the green one.
They put a red sash on like gangs in New York.
Yeah, you gotta put a little toenail polish on one of their asses or something like that.
Like a cross or question mark or something.
Something cool.
You do something. I think you just mark one of them. The other one is the one that's not marked. You see, that's how it goes. You with me, Drew?
Genius.
Like, you don't have to have the peace sign on one of them and a swastika on there. All you need is the peace sign on one of them. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's the one with the mark. That's what I see?
But that one's going to lose. It's got a peace sign on it.
Well, I don't know. Okay, let's not put the peace. Yeah, let's put something else on it. But all I'm saying put the mark on it. You hit one with the Sharpie. That's all. Yeah. I'd like to see some praying mantis fights. I'd get down with that. And you know what? I miss the Mexican jumping bean. It used to be, I'm sorry, I had to go there, but I do miss, there used to be some jumping beans. There used to be a lot of good stuff. I don't know where the good insects are, but we got to get them back. Kids today with their video games, they don't know from potato bugs. Susan, you're 18?
Yes.
I'd like to see a praying mantis go with a potato bug.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, that'd be some carnage, because that's a big, fat
bug. So you're 18.
You're 18. What's happening?
All right. Every time I get my period, I get physically ill. Like, it'll upset my stomach to where I end up throwing up.
And has that been recently only, or has that been since you've started menstruating?
Not since I've started, but within, like, the past 3 or 4 years.
Are you on a medication?
No.
Nothing?
Nothing.
Anything else going on with you? Overweight?
No. If anything, I'm almost underweight.
Do you have an eating disorder?
No.
You ever been pregnant?
No.
Is your ovarian cysts?
No, not that I know of.
Have you been checked for cysts or endometriosis?
I have no clue. I've never been to a gynecologist.
All right, well, that's what needs to happen. Because it could be a lot of different things. But it sounds kind of like endometriosis, so...
Really?
Get that checked out, yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah. All right. You know what I don't see the red ants so much anymore.
They're around, but not so much.
Yeah, I used to see red ants. You see those red ants?
Dude, those things right hurt, man.
Yeah. I got stung by one once, or bit, or whatever. Yeah, they're badass, the red ones. I don't know what happened to the red ones. The black ones took over.
Black ones are...
You know. It had to happen.
I think the black ones just like getting it on more than the red ants, you know?
Whatever.
So there ain't too many red ants around no more, is that what you're trying to say? Because they're red?
You know, yeah.
The brother ants.
We took the red ants, we put them on the reservation, we killed the buffaloes. We gave them blankets with smallpox in them. Now they got diabetes, they're fading off. But they're opening some casinos out there in Redlands. All right. The red ants and the black ants. I like to see a little gang war between the red ants and the black ants going at it.
They have their own movie of the warriors drawn in there.
I'm getting into nature because you know what it is.
Can you dig it?
It's getting hot outside, and when it gets hot, nature comes out. That's what happens. And now everything, it's like game on. All the spiders, all the stuff. Everything's out, but they're not sure what to do. I just see ants wandering around my house. Like, what's up? It's hot. What are we doing? Where are we going? Should we be eating or something? They don't even seem to be going after anything. They just wander around. What is that? Mm. When it gets hot, they just come out, but they're not really. They don't seem to have a plan. They're just out. Mm. They're just hanging out.
Well, they just eat.
They're not going to where the food is. They're just kind of cruising.
The food comes to them.
Well, maybe somebody messed up their trail. You know how you just come by and see a trail, and you just when you're a kid, you just go there and just rub the trail.
A kid.
And yeah, well,
you do it now. An hour and a half.
Or a magnifying glass, and you burn a couple of them, and they get confused.
I hit them with the water. I got plans. All right, let's hear something from Ozo Motley. Yeah.
Agree.
Yeah.
Yep.
Right on.
Mm-hmm. What song we got? You queued up there, Anderson?
What you gonna play, bro?
Oh, I mean, Chris and Anderson. This one. Oh, it's the name of the album. It's called Street Signs.
In a place you can break it, rock and echo. P&B the nation that was already set go. Let it be said, do what you dread is from the West Coast. Not only am what, my homies killer like asbestos. Yeah, I'm about to clean it to the grimies. Hold the mic and with the same hand do 1990s to radio crime. Don't stop, you know it's real. Being normal's like a bunch, so I can stuss when I win mail. And if you pose, you a faker. Peace to rock steady and the L.A. City Breakers. Replace electrolytes with a shot of Super Socko. Nobody ever ticked like my homie Poppin' Taco. Or my Uncle Pablo. Still pop on occasions. This is dedicated to the blacks, whites, and Asians. And my Latinos. And my Bambinos. Refuse to be waxed. They don't be back for a Casino. Come on. Crew out of now for men, cause there's more to this track than a kick and a snare. We've been all around the world trying to take you there, so say yeah. Yeah, today's the day, ain't it? Let your soul soar free above this world, ain't it? I dream a dream that's done, this thing's faded. Well, it don't even matter what color your skin painted, huh? I wear mills and bells until I'm painted. Before the record sales prevail, we was related, like cousins. And then the queen came, in the meantime, we still grind for street fame. Like Chaka, spray paint what I'm saying. When I was a baby, wrote graffiti with a crayon. My combos levitate like a seance. See the street signs, I'm embracing the chaos. Come on.
Oh, yeah.
get ready, let the beat ride, time to rock steady. Black, white, yellow, yellow, red to brown, let's rock the planet. Everybody get down.
So Motley for you, everybody. Street Signs, name of the song, name of the CD, and you can see these guys tomorrow night on Kilbourne. And let's try to figure out who we're going to talk to next. Let's talk to Ashley, who's 16.
Yeah,
Ashley?
Hi. The other night I was at a party, and I was with my ex-boyfriend, and we're friends now. We've been friends for over a year since we broke up, and I got really drunk, and we went back to his house. I was spending the night there, and I went to the guest room to watch TV, and he started to, like, you know, put his hand down my pants and everything, and I thought that I was just being kind of slutty by not fighting back, but I asked a friend of mine about it, and he said that because of I've been sexually harassed a couple of times, and because I was molested when I was young, so that's the reason I froze and didn't fight back. And
yeah, that's real typical, is that women that were sexually abused as a child will then have a freeze reaction when they're victimized as an adult.
Yeah. I didn't think that it was, like, rape, and I didn't think it was, you know, I thought that I was just being a bad person by letting him have sex with me, and I didn't want it, and after a couple of minutes, I pretended like I passed out.
This is part of that whole freeze response that some people even try to be pretend they're dead kind of thing. That's really what's going through their mind, is if I'm unseen, if I'm dead. It's a risky
By the way,
strategy.
Pretending you're passing out does not make most guys stop.
Yeah, well, he did stop, and
he did.
Yeah, but then the next day, I woke up and around 9:30, and he was at the door, and my friend had asked me if I. He said, when I woke up, did I have all my clothes on? And I said, yes. I put them back. Like, as soon as he left. After I pretended to pass out, I put my clothes back on, and he was afraid, my friend was afraid that while I was sleeping, he might have came back in, or...
But your clothes were on.
Yeah.
Wait a second. The guy was a friend of yours, right?
Yeah, but... The guy that did he's tried to initiate doing
things. He's an ex-boyfriend.
You say ex-boyfriend or ex-friend?
Ex-boyfriend. But I told him that I didn't want to do anything like that, and... that I didn't really feel comfortable, and...
All right, hold on a second. Look, here's the thing. Attention, ladies.
We need, like a gun they shoot off. You know, some sort of, like, a flare gun.
Into the guy's groin?
Yes.
No, look. You can't sleep over at an ex-boyfriend's house without him attempting to have sex with you. It ain't going to happen.
Let's clarify.
If you've had sex with a woman in the past...
He's not had sex with her.
He's not had sex with her?
No, she just finished saying, I've always told him I didn't want to go there, I didn't want to do that.
I think she meant that particular night.
Let's ask.
All right. Drew, you know you're...
I'm usually wrong, so...
Usually?
Always.
Thank you. Was it Ashley?
Yeah.
Hello?
Ashley?
Yeah.
Had you had sex with him before?
I started to. I started to the first time I ever had sex with him, but then I stopped because I couldn't do it.
When you were boyfriend and girlfriend with him,
you tried to.
Yeah, like a year ago.
You tried to, but didn't go through with it.
Yeah.
How long were you boyfriend and girlfriend with him?
Just about 2 or 3 months.
And so you guys just had oral sex in that time period?
Yeah.
Okay. Fool around.
But I just didn't feel comfortable doing it this time, and I didn't want to.
No, I know this time. I know this time. Yeah. We're just talking about the past.
We're just trying to see. Adam's making a point about
when that plane has
been crossed.
Yeah. Like, look, if I had sex with my mom and then she spent the night a year later, I'd try it. I'd make a move.
Let's sort of clarify that. Men will do that. I think they will assume that a girl, this may or may not be correct assumption, they may be a-holes for thinking this way, but I think 90% of men will think if a girl spends the night in his house,
mm-hmm.
she's sort of not even anticipating, but sort of encouraging. Some sort of...
I don't think they guys even break it down. It's like, look, there's a vagina downstairs. I'm going to go down there.
You got to check it out.
I'm going down there. All yeah, right, there's now. A vagina downstairs. Right. It's not related to now. Me. It's not my sister. Right, it's not my mom. I'm going down.
All right. And most guys don't understand what a freeze reaction is, don't want the implication of sexual abuse. They can't process all that.
Well, so how's a guy... About it?
I don't know, but even whether she has or she hasn't doesn't really matter. How's a guy to know... In a situation like this,
he doesn't know. We can't work with the guys.
What can we tell the girls to tell the guys? Look, if they're frozen, they're free. They got to
punch them. That's it. Yeah. I mean, we're not going to talk to the guys. The guys, you know, the idea that the prey stops struggling for the guys, the 60-year-old guys with the boner just means, she's just holding still now. Yeah. It's like, what are we supposed to tell the coyotes when the rabbit stops moving? To back away? Yeah. No, it's just finish the job. I mean, that's what guys are. I mean, I don't want to say that all guys are rapists, but 17-year-old guys...
Is that's not really being a rapist because guys aren't being educated about how to assess these situations.
They don't, even if they were being educated, they wouldn't want to know. They just know there's a chick.
But you know, it's also, it's no fun when she doesn't want to do it with you. So if you're the kind of guy that keeps on going, you know, whether when she's not having fun with you, then there's something wrong with you.
Well, let me modify that. It's less fun, but as opposed to nothing. Any port in a storm.
You understand Adam's high school experience.
As a passionate banter. No, I never did. Listen,
that's
Drew,
the point.
You're the man who's passionate.
But that's the point. If had you had the opportunity... Oh,
look, all I'm saying is we've all been with women and at some point or another got the idea that maybe they weren't as enthusiastic about it as we were at some point. I'm not talking about raping anybody. I'm just saying at a certain point you kind of get the feeling like, maybe they're doing something they don't feel too good about. Maybe they got a boyfriend somewhere. Maybe they realize it's rekindling something. Maybe whatever the reasons, you get that feeling. That don't stop you. You keep moving, and you're not gonna whack them over the head with a lamp or anything. But I just mean you're gonna keep moving. Now, if they say stop, then you stop. But if they're just gonna sort of sit there and freeze up, you're gonna keep moving. Especially 17-year-old guy or whoever old this guy is. So what Ashley's got to do, she got to get some therapy for what happened in the past, so she doesn't keep reenacting this situation.
So she doesn't freeze.
Ashley.
Yeah.
Yeah, so here's the deal. You just got to get a little therapy for what happened in the past. What happened the other night, you don't need the therapy for, believe me. What you need the therapy for is whatever puts you in the position not to do anything about the other night.
Yeah, I just didn't know what to do. I mean, I didn't want him to do anything, but I'd known him for a while. I just didn't...
But understand all that thinking and reasoning about what had happened is independent of the freeze reaction. The freeze reaction is something...
I was attacked before then, and it just kind of, like, opened up the door.
I know. Okay, here's what we're saying, Ashley. You're 16. You're going to be attacked again.
Yeah, victimizers smell it.
And frequently.
Yeah.
You're going to look at everything as being attacked, by the way, because every time you get with a guy, you're going to freeze at some point, and then it's going to turn into rape, but because you didn't say anything, in your mind, it's going down in rape, and in his mind, it went down as just bad sex.
Well, so I didn't think it was rape. I just thought that I was being stupid, and then my friend
Said that. Okay, but here's the thing. I don't know what your trauma was, some sexual abuse in the past. You're going to have to get some therapy.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah. Therapy's the best way.
That's it. And then the two things to do. A, get some therapy. B, don't get into those situations where you're drinking and sleeping over and hanging out and don't go to the party and say, I'm just going to go, I'm going to pass out in the rec room here. No, that's trouble. Stay out of that situation.
You understand your judgment as it pertains to those sorts of things is going to be very poor.
That's right. All right. Oza Motley in studio tonight. Take a quick break. Drew. Would you not do that, please?
What?
Actually, part where you get up and start leaving and stuff.
I can't stand up and stretch my legs?
It was Ann busting in. Which coincided with your thing. But don't leave.
$10 on Drew. Standing up.
Yeah, oftentimes the headphones come off, the mics start flying around. Just let me throw
right,
the commercial and then
Drew.
Move.
Okay.
We'll be right back.
About,
start fighting.
About 4 seconds.
You can take Dr. Phil.
We're cool.
Yeah, I think so, too. Are you guys cool?
Yeah.
Let's get ready to rumble!
All right, no, no. on the praying mantis. All right. We'll take a quick break. Ozymandias here, and we'll be. You know what it is, Tutu? It's distracting for me when I'm every time I'm about to. I'm about right. 3 seconds away. You pop up you. And start making a move and doing stuff. Just hold still.
Yes, sir, Mr. Roll.
In the paper. I'm gonna rub it in my face. I got to do this stuff. See what I'm saying? I'm gonna be rubbing it in my face. Just relax.
There. Oh man, he's
take,
mad.
All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. Hey, buddy, it's Loveline, a man, and that's Dr. Drew. Phone, forget about that phone. We got enough of your calls. Oza Motley in studio tonight, Street Signs, name of the CD, going to be on Kilbourne tomorrow night.
Thank you, thank you.
And thank let's you. Speak to Andrea, or possibly Andrea.
Or Andrea.
Or could it be Andrea? I'm going to guess...
Andrea.
I'm just going to play the odds and go with Andrea.
Yeah.
And if she corrects me, I'm going to punish her. Andrea?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What's happening, baby doll?
What's up? I have a question for you guys.
Yeah. And is it Andrea, by the way?
It is Andrea.
Good. You know my favorite person all time is? The person that says, actually, it's Andrea, but whatever you want. That's the person I like, the whatever you want person.
Okay.
However you say it is fine with me. That's the person I need to hang out with. All right, Andrea. What's up, baby doll?
Okay, I'm getting married in 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And my fiancé and I have been together for 8 years.
Oh, boy.
Oh, wow.
How old is he?
I'm ready to have a baby.
How old is he?
He's 23.
Mm. So you guys hooked up when you were 15.
Wow.
Yeah, we met freshman year in high school.
Mm-hmm.
Yeesh. All right. And what's the question?
I'm ready to have children. I feel like after...
Hold on. You know what I like about most radio shows? Like, we met at 15. We were both virgins when we met. We've been together for 8 years. Most radio shows like, that is wonderful. God bless you. More power to you. I'm sure you get, yeesh. Ooh, oh, Christ. Oh, that's going to be a nightmare. True. What's wrong with you? Let's try to be encouraging once in a while. God bless you, kids. I wish more people were like you.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, sorry for Drew. Oh, Christ. Mother Pearl, you guys are doomed. All right. So you want a baby, and what about it?
He's not ready for one yet. He thinks that we need to wait until we're financially ready. We just
Is he ever right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because next thing you know, you'll
be... We'll never be financially ready.
That's true, too, actually.
Well, you could be financially ready. Here's the point. You don't want to be stepping off a hammock onto a roach that carries you into the hallway.
Or carries the kid off.
That's what I mean. That's what you don't want that for your kid.
Look, Andrea, there's plenty of time. Why not?
I just really want to be a young mom. I feel like I want to have kids, raise them, get them out of the house, and then still be young enough to do stuff, after they're gone.
You have no idea what you're getting yourself into.
You have no idea.
As you can do what my parents did. My dad was a little bit older. He didn't have kids till he was like 30, 32. But he kicked my sister out when she was 13. So I was like, he didn't wait that extra 5 years.
Till he was 32?
Huh?
He was in his 30s when he had your sister?
Well, I don't know. My sister's 41 and he's like 73 or something.
He was in his 30s. He should have...
Yeah, my dad? Yeah, what's up? Wow. She left when she was 14.
Yeah,
no,
she should have been able to do a little better job.
A little better. He's bad now. How dare you?
So if you have kids now, they'll end up like Mr. Corolla.
Yeah.
Well, no, I think the contrary is being proven.
Listen, my dad should have waited. He's like 170 before he had kids. So.
But Andrew, listen, you've got the more stable the environment, the more you're able to
be a good parent.
Stay focused, do a good job, reduce the stress.
Well, let's try to figure out what kind of money's coming in. What's your husband do for a living?
He's an engineer.
All right.
Oh,
Where's he work? What kind of engineer?
Right now he's working for the city of Salem.
All right.
Salem. Sanitation engineer.
He's in Oregon. So, all right, what's he pulling down a year?
He's starting right now at $35,000, but...
Ooh. Engineer, 35K.
Sanitation
garbage man lamp. Sanitation. Did she say sanitation?
Sanitation engineer?
civil engineer. He's going to go back to get his master's, and then he'll be starting off around.
You guys, hi.
So he's going to make a lot of money.
One day, he'll make some decent coin, and that's when you should have your kid.
Right.
All right, we agree with your husband. Or your potential husband.
He's a very, very wise man.
All right, I'll tell you what. He wants to have kids at 28. You want to have kids now, you're 23. Why don't 26. You call it 25, yeah. 26, all right?
We'll give away a little bit.
All right.
What is the like hurry, Andrew?
You just boot them out of the house. Send them to boarding school in Switzerland when they're 13. You get them right out of the house.
What is the hurry?
I don't know, but it's a weird plan. Like, come on, I want to crap out some kids now so I can hurry up and raise them and kick them out of the house so I still be in good shape.
Yeah.
What the hell kind of life?
You know, I had
hurry
kids,
up and die.
I had kids kind of young with my wife.
You did?
Yeah.
But in Andrew's case, it's about her, not about the kids. Raising children is about the kids, not what you want, unfortunately.
Yeah, so when you have them, you find out, hey, it's about... Yeah, because the money thing is really important, because I really love my kids. My wife, me and both, we really love them.
Right.
And it's so expensive, man, to be able to give them the kind of life that you want to give them as far as, like, the right schooling, the right doctors, because you don't want to skimp on stuff like that when you really want to have kids.
Right, you know? I know.
It's better to be more prepared and have more money. I'm, you know,
right.
No way in heck am I going to say, you know, like I regret having my kids because I love my kids and they're the best thing that ever happened to me, and they actually put a little fire in my, you know, my behind, be able to get.
Yeah, want to make go out and earn a little something, right?
Yeah, but if you can wait, man, just wait, because. Don't wait too long.
You should be a counselor. If you can wait, you should wait. But don't wait too long,
because then you know you're too old to, you know, teenagers. You got to be old enough to be able to
give birth to a mummy. All right, let's take a break.
All right,
that was some sage advice. We'll be right.
Just have him now.
We'll be right back after this. 20 of them. Oza Motley, everybody. God bless you.
Right on.
Great seeing these guys again, even though I never saw them the first time. I just assumed they're in here. I think I passed too many Oza Motley signs on the way in every night. I've seen a lot of bus stops and stuff like that. Street Signs, name of the new CD. Go out and get it. And listen, it's one of these things where even if you don't like it, people think you're cool if it's sitting around.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They'll go, this guy's diverse.
So if you buy it and you keep it in your car and you go on a date and the girl sees it, she's going to think, oh, man, this guy's hot.
Yeah. Then she'll do the pass out and you get busy. All right. So until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.